Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this special Wednesday episode of the Penta Nerd Podcast. Today we have with us Ethan.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Lindsay.
How's it going?
And Shannon.
Hey, what's up? This is my show, goddammit!
Late night brakes, I hear the tires squeal. Red light can't stop, so I spin the wheel. My world goes black before I feel an angel lift me up. And I open bloodshot eyes into fluorescent white. Flip the siren, hit the lights, close the doors, and I am gone.
All right, guys, welcome to this hijacked edition of Podzilla 1985. I've got nothing. That was the best intro that I could do on such short notice. Today we're talking about Smash Brothers DLC, and we got with us today from Penta Nerd, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
From Penta Nerd, Ethan Craig Miles.
Hey guys, what's up?
From Blogzilla 1985, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello once again.
Now before we start off, Jesse, I want to talk to you about something.
Hey, what you got, buddy?
As you know, yesterday we were supposed to do the Smash Brothers DLC, but some things came up. We were busy. Now I did record a solo podcast about white privilege. Did you hear that one?
I did listen to that one, yeah.
I've had more people come up to me and talk to me online telling me what a great job I did, that it makes me feel racist. I now feel
have
uncomfortable.
Have any black people approached you?
Not a single black person, no. They were all white. Most of them are country.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so that's really got me worried about my own safety. Hey, how are you guys doing today? We're going to talk about Smash Brothers DLC. You are all Smash players, I believe. Ethan, I know you are, because I watch you do it all the time.
Well, I came in here and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. It's probably going to be a big deal here at the store.
Because Mewtwo came out today.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Well, how topical that Mewtwo would come out the day we're going to talk about Smash Brothers DLC.
Oh, yeah. It's like we planned this or something.
Yeah. Like fortune finally shined upon us. And instead of giving me something that I could take home to pay my bills, it gave me a better day to talk about Smash Brothers DLC. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've given us. Jesse, you're already on your computer over there. Is this Smash Brothers related?
Well, yeah. Actually, a Jigglypuff amiibo is now in stock on Target. And
so
it's gone.
Amiibo, as we record the show, I like it.
Well,
I like it.
I mean, like, I got one for myself, of course. I got one for you. I wanted to get a third one because, you know, I'm sure someone else is going to want one. It's a fucking Target exclusive.
But you've thought that about ones before.
That's true.
Remember Sonic, which I did need, to be fair.
Right, you did at the beginning.
Did need, yeah.
Suddenly he became widely available, but the difference is, like, there are no exclusives so far widely available.
Right.
Like, every exclusive is Unicorn. Super hard to find. So I went to try and grab a third one. I got the alert that it was in stock. It's already gone.
Oh, awesome.
It was gone before I was able to click on the link.
Well, you know what, though? You've given me an idea to how to segue this random discussion into what we're talking about tonight. And the way that I'm going to do that is to actually bring up a point that you made to me earlier that you said you wanted to talk about on the show. It was an idea you had. And I think it's a great idea. As we've said before, we're talking about Smash Brothers DLC today. Mewtwo just came out today, along with a bunch of other packs of costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah, you got all the new Mii Fighter.
The Mii Fighter stuff, yeah. Because they don't do alternate costumes for the characters. Except
right.
Shulk and Zero Suit.
Because, yeah, they both have the swimsuit edition.
Yeah, they get sexified.
Right.
Because we won't put Bayonetta in it, but we'll give Zero Suit a smaller outfit and give Shulk a banana hammock.
Well, did you ever hear the theory that the Zero Suit as she exists now is a slightly modified version of Bayonetta as she was supposed to be in the game?
Well, it kind of makes sense. She's got the rocket boots.
She has a lot of stylish kicks. I could definitely see that.
Yeah,
Did Bayonetta have rocket boots?
She didn't have rocket boots, but she did have guns on her boots.
She did.
Awesome.
They were kind of cool.
And a big ass.
A great big ass, and nice. She got, the more she used her magic, the more naked she got.
Nintendo.
It's a Nintendo exclusive. How about that?
Kids love it.
Yeah.
Sex sells even to kids.
Ooh. I think that actually might get us taken off the air.
That's, we do not condone child pornography.
No.
Oh, God.
It's bad. Don't do that.
Where did this go?
It's not even 5 minutes in yet.
Let's get back to this idea.
Yeah. Jesse, this idea you had earlier about Smash Brothers DLC that I think is a great idea. I want you to tell us what that idea was for the listeners.
Now, basically, I thought it was kind of cool. They have already announced that they are going to do amiibos for the DLC characters. We're going to have a Mewtwo amiibo and we're going to have a Lucas amiibo. Like, that's gonna happen.
You really excited about that Lucas amiibo there, Lindsay?
No, my Pokemon, damn it.
Okay, very good.
she does like Pokemon. You may or may not know that about her at this point in your relationship.
I mean, she, you live with my shrine. So.
Plural. Shrines.
Yeah.
There's so many.
They're all in one room right now.
Right now.
Well, no, I take that back. There's the case in the living room, too. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and then the closet.
No, they're all out of the closet now. They're on shelves.
We could say the same about Nate.
They're going to have to go back in the closet, though.
That works on so many levels. All right. So.
But your idea.
Basically, you're going to sell the DLC. You're going to sell the characters.
Right.
You're going to make amiibos for the characters.
Right.
Have the DLC drop on the same day as the amiibos. Obviously, it can't work from you two at this point. But if you buy the amiibo, you get the character in the game. Just comes with the code, and you get
DLC
both of them.
DLC code that you can put on there.
Right.
Now, would you charge more for this, I assume?
I would, and I'd keep it at $12.99. Someone who buys your figure, your amiibo, let them have the character in the game.
Now, I want to tack on an extra idea to that. I want to make it that that's the only way you can get those characters. Thereby pissing everybody else off. And I can see Nintendo doing this because, as we know from experience now, they could give a fuck about you.
I no longer like this idea.
Or they could get a redeeming route, and if you buy the DLC, later down the line, they will mail you an amiibo of your character.
Oh, God.
That'll never happen.
I wish it would. I know it won't, but I can go live on my happy little cloud and hope that it will.
I do like.
I'll tell you, Nintendo can tell you what you can do with your cloud.
Oh, I know where they'll tell me to put my cloud.
Well, no, they don't know about any cloud existing.
Just like they don't know about the demand for amiibos.
They're unfamiliar with anything
or
technological.
Or Majora's Mask 3DS XLs.
They have yet to grasp the internet from 10 years ago.
They still think people don't use it.
Right.
Now, guys, I do want to ask that we refrain from using the stereotypical Japanese voice on this show.
You're the one who did
I wasn't even going to acknowledge
I just,
that
I
until
knew at
you
some
did
point
right now.
Someone's going to go, oh, and then the show goes downhill.
Hey, guess what?
I was about to say, by someone, you mean you.
No, this is different. This is like when John quoted Booker T over the weekend.
Uh-oh. No,
we're not going there.
Let's not repeat that.
We're not going there. But no, that's an interesting...
We love you, John. But
yeah, never be back on this show again. Oh. Weenie in the butt moment. But it's a great idea. I think that is a good idea. They should incorporate that somehow. But I really feel like doing that will make amiibos even harder to get. Because then not only, I could see it happening where not only are they buying the amiibo and now you can't get it because it was exclusive, but now they're taking the code and selling it online and making even more money. The scalpers will have a fucking heyday on this, which is why Nintendo will do it.
Except that, I mean, you can still buy the DLC separately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you still do, like, what they're doing, I think it's $5 from Mewtwo. You get him on the Wii U and the 3DS if you pay $5.
We have to buy it because Nintendo screwed us over.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, will the other characters be as cheap? Or
I have no idea.
It's like unknown.
Did you hear today that somebody found in the 3DS data?
Oh, you son of a bitch. I made notes about this, but I was like, this was the only thing I could think of that was important to this show, so I didn't keep them. And I was like, I'm going to break the news on the air. No one will hear about this, and you stole it from me. Go ahead.
Oh, you can have this one. Go right ahead, buddy.
All right, they found on the data layer that Hitler did nothing wrong.
All right.
Truly. Groundbreaking material.
That, folks, that is now what was on the in the 3DS data.
Coding.
You mentioned Natalia one more fucking time. I'm going to stab this microphone through your goddamn eye. Jesse, go ahead.
Oh, dear.
Fatality.
You've been playing too much Mortal Kombat 10.
I wish I was playing it right now. Keep going.
But yeah, basically two extra characters have been revealed.
Well, not revealed. Rumored.
They're in the data.
They're in the data.
The data hints at the possibility of an addition of...
And this is exciting. One, I could care less about, but I know you're excited because it's Fire Emblem. The other is so off the wall, I can't believe they put them in there, that I think they will put them in there. So go, I want you to say his name.
All right, everybody. Keep this real quiet.
Don't tell Nintendo that we know.
Like they're fucking paying attention.
They always pay attention to American audiences.
Just get to it already.
It's a Ryu. From Street Fighter.
Ryu from Street Fighter and Roy from Fire Emblem.
Yep.
I could see Roy, not so much about Ryu, because Sakurai say he did not want characters that was originally from Fighters?
Yeah, but I think at this point, the rule book for Smash Brothers is out the window.
Yeah, that's
because they also said they would never do DLC. they've said a lot of things, and they're going back on a lot of it. I think Ryu would make a great addition to it. He already has a moveset.
That's true.
Yeah, he's got to exaggerate it a little bit. They already worked with Capcom on Mega Man, so you know they got the relationship there.
Right.
Roy from Fire Emblem makes a lot more sense, but to me it's boring. Like, I mean, how many swordsmen do you need in this fucking game?
How many Fire Emblem characters?
Yeah. Swords.
A lot of people have asked for Roy back because there are people from Melee, huge fans of Roy. It's a cool character. Roy's our boy. And, you know, they brought him back in Project M. He was really popular there. He's a really good character, a lot of fun. I mean, basically, he's Marth with fire. Like, he hits harder. He's a little hair slower. He's a fun character. He's a good guy.
It's still awesome for Kirby to consume and steal his powers.
That's true. Since Lindsay over there, the Kirby main in Smash.
She likes to suck.
Uh-oh.
All weenie, right, then.
Weenie and the butt. Anyway, so another Fire Emblem character. We'll probably make it in. Roy's probably a lock for this. Ryu's a little bit iffy. I'd like to see it happen, but more so than Ryu, I'd like to see Ken, because I like Ken more. Same dude, but...
Yeah. He could be an alt.
Yeah, I mean...
That would be actually... That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
So, like, I'm looking at it now. The guy that decrypted it, he found some things that were already, like, you know, confirmed and everything else. So, you know, a couple of extra stages they're planning on adding. A couple of extra things they're planning on doing in general. And, yeah, the four lines they found were, you know, gibberish, 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 Mewtwo... Gibberish, gibberish. Then, you know, same extra three lines for Ryu, Lucas, and Roy.
Yeah, I think from what I read earlier, right before we came into the show, they found a victory sound for Roy, and they found clips of Ryu's theme from Street Fighter.
Yes.
Hinting that, I guess, either in the victory music, or maybe he's even getting his own stage for Street Fighter. It's It would be. It's too early to say at this point, but they're putting a huge emphasis on DLC with this game.
Rightfully so. I mean,
yeah. I mean, with a game like Smash Brothers, this game. Because when was the last Smash Brothers? Like, when did Brawl come out?
Brawl came out in was 2008, I think.
2008. I think it's more like 2000 and late.
We both worked at GameStop still.
Yes.
Well, actually, I was at GameStop. I think you were still at EB at that point.
No, I was at GameStop because I remember, because Pat was over at GameStop as well.
Okay, so we were all at GameStop at that point. Because
I was still at Steven
and
Barry.
Yeah, the initial release date, was
in middle school.
At least for Japan, I'm pretty sure, January 31st, 2008.
I think
and
America
we got it shortly afterward.
Year,
yeah, so it would have been 2008.
So 7 years. Or no, I'm sorry, 6 years. 6 years from when Brawl came out to Smash Wii U. So in that 6 years, now with the technology, Nintendo has now that Microsoft and Sony had 8 years ago, it's like Chive and Reddit. They have the technology now that they could put out DLC characters and they could keep Smash Wii U alive for another 6 years and make money off of it.
And they can keep
they
making,
they could just not even make another Smash. They could just be like...
And they could also do the Street Fighter route. Where, you know, we'll get the Turbo Edition.
Ultra Smash Brothers Wii U Fighting Mega
Mix.
So
Smash Turbo Edition that, it's gonna have a turbo mode and you'll get all the characters. It'll be $10 less than, you know, full retail price.
Right. And I think
there are so many people who want a Melee HD.
Well, I was gonna say they'll have a Melee version and then they'll have the Brawl Edition, which no one will buy because of that goddamn tripping, which I hear is a problem. But yeah, I mean, you could keep this series going. Think of how many characters they have in Nintendo's vast roster that you could put on there and keep this series going for such a long time. And that's actually what we were going to talk about today, is who's confirmed, who's not confirmed, who's likely to get in, who will you never snowball chance in hell of seeing get into the game. That's on my wanted and
Goku.
Snowball list.
Yeah, the
Goku.
Because if it has no, like if it's never been on a Nintendo system, it's extremely unlikely that we're ever going to see it in
Sailor
Smash.
Sailor Moon has been on a Nintendo system.
Well, I was going to say.
Goku has been on a...
But what do you mean by a Nintendo system? Like, as in, it in America, or just in general?
Well, I guess I should say, like, in a game that's been on Nintendo. Like, trying to think of any examples. Well, like, there are no examples currently of characters that haven't been featured in a popular Nintendo title.
Like Nintendo produced, like Nintendo's name slapped on it.
Right.
Yeah, any third-party characters is always a 50-50, shot-in-the-dark type thing, depending on licensing. Like Lindsay said, there have been Sailor Moon games for Super Nintendo and the DS actually, as a couple of years ago, they released one in France, of all places.
Italy. Oh, yeah. Italy. Yeah, remember you were trying to get the import for that.
Yeah, but that thing's expensive. And it's a terrible game, too, let's be honest. Goku, I definitely don't see general anime happening. If Goku makes it in the game, I will trade in my Wii U. No, I won't trade in my Wii U. I'll throw it off of the bridge in Cape Girardeau, the Bill Emerson Bridge.
Won't. Yes, I won't let you.
I will throw you off with it and find a new waifu. Sorry. Is that too real for you? I mean,
ladies, Shannon will be single in approximately 35 seconds.
You can do better. So I want to do a little round table here. Just give me three characters that will never make it in that you wished would. Like, what's your top three, never going to happen, off the wall? If I ran this game, what would it be? Jesse, I want you to start with this.
Oh, man.
Like I said, no criteria. It could be anything. Like, anything you want. Let's say you're making this game. What do you put in?
Oh, I have no idea.
Kind of sprung this on us.
Right, a little bit.
Well, this is what you do. This is what the host does.
No, it's fine. Characters that I would like to see in there would probably be, the only characters I can think of that wouldn't have, like, any chance would just be weird characters to have in there. Like, it'd be kind of neat.
Yeah,
it would be kind of neat to have, like Master Chief would be kind of neat in there, except that he wouldn't.
You know, actually, Master Chief, unlikely, yes. Possible, maybe. Because, I mean, think about it. They were talking about Banjo-Kazooie.
I was just going to talk about that when it got to me.
Michael, well, I just stole your thunder, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Podzilla, bitch. Microsoft, what is it, Phil Spencer?
Yeah.
And cool. I always want to make sure I get that name right, because I often want to say Phil Spector, and he's a murderer.
Yeah.
But anyway, Phil Spencer said that they had worked with Nintendo before on Banjo-Kazooie, so it's they've got a good relationship. So you could see Master Chief. I mean, he was in Dead or Alive.
I mean, the reason for that is because Banjo-Kazooie originally debuted on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah. And Nintendo actually replied to that saying, yeah, that's okay.
Well, the old urban legend that says Halo started as a DS game. It was a real-time... You never heard that legend?
No, I mean, I heard it was a real-time strategy, but I thought it was for that. PC originally.
No, originally for the DS. In fact, there's a prototype out there that they tried to sell on eBay once. I don't know whatever happened to it, but yeah, it was a full Halo game for Nintendo console originally, and then they went to Microsoft. Now, that's just an urban legend with some video evidence. Now, I've never looked into it enough. I don't want to throw that info out there and, come back and haunt me, but I've always heard that. So... Hey, I mean, if the stars align, Master Chief's a possibility.
They did make Halo for Atari 2600.
Ethan, we're going to skip you and go right to Lindsay. No, Ethan. All right,
hasn't even said all his yet. He said one.
No, Lindsay, quiet. Your turn.
I saw smoke coming out of his ears as he tried to think of three, so we'll just keep it to one of randoms.
Okay,
Ethan. I'm actually going to go to Ethan. I'm not going to skip the poor boy. He's been trying to get on the show for so long.
That's true.
Ethan, what do you think? One character that's completely off the wall.
One character that's completely off the wall. Not necessarily off the wall. And, Beautiful Joe.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
We were just briefly talking about it because, I was playing Smash today with, the Proto Man skin.
Right.
And I was just jumping around feeling really awesome because, Proto Man. And then Jesse kind of looked, he's like, oh, I thought you were playing as Beautiful Joe. And then I looked at him, I'm like, I know who I'm going to vote for now on the Smash ballot. Thank you, Jesse.
I actually did vote on the Smash ballot.
I also voted on the Smash ballot.
I have not.
We'll reveal who we voted for here in a second. Lindsay, what do you think? One character. Actually, back to you, Ethan, for just one second. Beautiful Joe, I think, is a possibility, too, because the Beautiful Joe was originally on GameCube.
Yeah, the first Beautiful Joe was only on GameCube.
And then they had a DS game that was exclusive to DS. Mm-hmm. I forget what the name of it was.
It was not good. Don't worry.
After Beautiful Joe 2, the quality of the games were kind of...
What was the last Beautiful Joe game?
It was the DS version.
What was it, the DS one? Mm-hmm. I could have sworn they had another one that came out for
Wonderful
like PSP.
101 is the only other game. It's from the same guys that made it. Made Beautiful Joe, and that's the only other...
But he wasn't even in it, though, even though it was about superheroes.
Right.
Kind of a tragedy. Lindsay, what do you got?
My completely random that you're all probably going to smack your face on.
Okay, hold on. Hold that thought. If it's Catbug, I'm going to throw it through the fucking wall. Lindsay, go ahead.
I was going to say that, but that's not it.
Oh.
My little green squishy guy from Cut the Rope.
I could actually see that.
I do have another off-the-wall one.
Okay.
Since we were on the topic of Rare, Conker.
Well, I think, isn't Conquer also in the realm of possibility?
Like, it could be, because it was, you know, it's an N64 title originally.
Bad Fur Day.
Bad Fur Day.
Well, let's be fair, though. There's no way they would touch that Conquer again.
They do not. Nope. They, like, forbidden it to even be on, or being mentioned in Nintendo Power.
Yeah. That's one of those titles that I think it's from Nintendo's dark days, where they were like, well, let's try something a little bit more serious.
Well, it was Rare is the one that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nintendo had such a long-standing relationship. They're like,
yeah,
fine, we'll try it.
I like to think that they just showed him a picture of Conker with no context. And then Nintendo's like, it's cute, go for it. I did see that in an Asian stereotypical.
I saw that. I noticed.
But Little Green Squishy from Cut the Rope, I could see that happening.
Otherwise, I want Spyro.
Now, Spyro is another one that I think is on the...
You should have made it in PlayStation All-Star Smash Brothers. So should have Crash.
Which Blubs always said was better than Smash Brothers, the PlayStation.
Oh,
stars,
fucking yeah. Blubs. I'd forgotten about that guy. Let's not
keep forgetting
about
him.
Moving on.
I actually have a list of characters that are in the realm of possibility that I think Spyro belongs on. My pick, and you're probably going to predict who I'm going to say.
Jubilee.
Fuck you, CJ.
Godzilla.
Oh.
Godzilla, okay, if they're not going to put Ridley in for size...
They're definitely not going
to
put Godzilla in.
You might be able to get
Godzuki.
Godzuki.
Oh, Zach Kurgis would love that. Put Godzuki.
See, for a second I thought you were going to say Zach Price. Like, a motherfucker wouldn't even know who Godzuki is.
Or what Smash Brothers is.
Oh, that's really true.
Yeah. Yeah. My pick, though.
Hold on real quick.
Oh, damn it. I just said it.
Since we brought up Zach Price. Yeah. You know, fuck you, Zach Price.
I see the F forming on your lips as you.
Yeah.
Because Zach Price has this habit of every show, fuck Penn and Nerd. Fuck Jesse Kimball. And I know he's joking, but it's like, if there was a dead horse on the street and it's been there for a couple weeks, he's still hitting it with a.
Yeah,
he
just comes back like every episode. he comes back every episode, like Zach. He walks out of that fucking horse.
With a new stick.
With a new stick.
Every episode.
And he hits it again.
That horse can't get no deader.
That horse can't get no deader.
But Hulk Hogan, for those who didn't hear it the first time.
Oh, yeah, that I apologize for that.
American. Hulk Hogan would be amazing. He'd have the big boot for the final smash with the leg drop. He'd rip his shirt off in the winning pose.
Would he have the boa?
No, I want 80s Hulk Hogan, okay, high
classic.
On cocaine, just in the fucking stratosphere, brother. That's Hulk Hogan.
His standard B is just he shoots out an onomatopoeia that says brother.
Oh, like in, what is that game called? Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
Brother, and the words just fly at you. Nintendo, if you're listening, make a deal with Vince McMahon. He'll fucking license anything. I mean, seriously.
if you throw enough money at him, he's
just as delusional as you guys are too. He also lives in the 80s still.
You guys can be friends.
Yeah.
As far as he knows, Sega still exists.
Well, Sega does still exist.
Well, sorry, Sega still makes consoles in Vince McMahon's world.
Sega still does what Nintendo don't, and by what Nintendo don't is go out of business.
Shots fired.
Take that, Sega. But in the realm of possibility for Smash Brothers DLC, I think it was me and you, Ethan, that talked about this. The one we probably want to see most of all, Simon Belmont.
Yes. I would really love that.
Cause when I think back to being a kid and playing Nintendo, which is where most of my Smash Brothers characters come from, is I think back, like Mega Man, Duck Hunt, Little Mac. These are all guys I played when I was a kid, and I'm so happy they're in the game. Simon Belmont is the one that pops in my head. What a great character he would be in Smash Brothers.
If
I mean,
you get Simon and they already have Mega Man and Pit, can we make Captain N?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God.
That could be his ult.
Captain N.
Simon Belmont.
Not the pilot.
No,
oh, you're
no,
bringing back
that
bad.
That's what, like, have that as the ult. But, yeah, I would really like that.
Time you appear on this show, too, by the way. Just for that comment. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You have time to redeem yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Make it good, but, bitch.
But yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, Konami, they're like, with Snake in the other game, Brawl,
right.
So why not? And I know plenty of people want Snake to come back, and that's really understandable.
Because they
but
want that box.
I would love to
see. That box.
That box. I was a kill move in Brawl.
Yeah.
That box?
Yeah, you could do the taunt. You could knock the box off, like, off the ledge, and it would spike someone if it hit them as they were recovering.
Oh, so Ethan, I'm sure you mained him since you like to cheap out on everybody.
Not really, just you.
All right, Simon Belmont, though, would be my top choice. But I didn't vote for him because I knew you'd vote for him.
Well, I haven't really voted yet because there's so many characters that I honestly want.
Yeah, it's...
And that's mainly just third party. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even fathom first party.
It's like going into a Baskin-Robbins and you're only allowed to pick one flavor.
Yeah.
I can't think of any first party Nintendo game characters, though, that are as important to me as the ones that are in the game
King
now.
King K. Rool.
King K. Rool would be pretty good. I still like to see Ridley, even though they've said it's impossible.
I feel like King K. Rool would be just like Bowser.
Yeah.
That's fine. We need
more Bowser.
Well, shit, how many swordsmen you got?
You know, you point. Point.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe Dixie Kong, but then, again, you've already got Diddy. So
I'll just
point?
Throw out another random one. The Princess Pirate Syrup from the Wario Land series.
I don't know who that is, so that's unimportant. But well, I was about to say, yeah, like to Wario in general has a gold mine of characters. Ashley. Like
Kit and Kat.
Kit and Kat, Mona, Spitz, and... Dog, I forget his name.
Dribble.
Names.
Dribble, is that what it is?
Yeah, Dribble
and
Spitz.
Those would be great characters. Well, yeah. It would be hard to do Cat and Anna, though, because they're already trophies, aren't they? Or not trophies, assists.
So is Ashley.
Are they still in the new game as assists?
Yes.
Ah, well, that sucks.
And they even have Ashley's song in the new game.
Ashley's song.
Yeah.
Isn't there already a character? Oh, Rayman.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Oh,
I'm sure
God.
Like
that
people know about
so many people.
Yeah, out. I was one of them.
Oh, you had your heart set on that.
Yeah,
I remember.
I did.
Like, it was a really, really well done. Like,
it was indeed.
Video.
And I'll give the guy props. He's at least I seen an interview with him that people had, and he was actually like pretty. He felt bad about doing it too.
Well, the way he revealed it in that video where he like turns around,
he
and
regretted
like,
that part.
Oh yeah, because I'm sure he got fucking death threats over that. And how sad is it in this country? Did you get death threats over a fucking video game?
A video game possible character.
Are you going to vote for Rayman?
I've been thinking about it. If I could vote multiple times, definitely Rayman would be up there. And to me, that makes sense. It could probably be like Ubisoft's proper apology.
For Rayman Legends?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my main reason. Plus...
Wait, what was wrong with Rayman Legends?
They just delayed it for so long.
They delayed... It was originally going to be...
Launch title, wasn't it, for the Wii U?
I'm not sure about launch title, but I knew it would be an exclusive for the Wii U.
Oh, yeah. And, then
and
they
about
put it on
2 weeks before it came out, Ubisoft's like, okay, we're actually going to delay the game for roughly a year to port it to all of the other systems.
Yeah, so one of the possible killer apps for the Wii U was just taken away from them and handed out to less, you know.
I do remember that happening just because Ubisoft was one of the last third-party developers that was still holding on to hope for the Wii U.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, that hope's gone now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's that ship has sailed and sank.
Washed away in Miyamoto's tears.
So, yeah.
Actually, no.
No, Miyamoto still has no idea it's happening.
Yeah, it's drowning in the money that the Wii made.
Like we talked about this, I'm sure Miyamoto gets up and he goes and talks to his people and says, you know, how's the Wii U doing? And they're all like, oh, it's great. It's great.
It is
number
great.
One system in the country. How's Sega doing? They're hanging in there.
No, see, I like to think it's a little bit past that. It's like... They asked, like, so you remember when we beat Sega? yeah.
Still Sega's number one, Miyamoto.
Still number one. It's like, have any other competitors stepped up yet?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No.
Wow.
Just Nintendo.
Just what about
him and McMahon really are, kind of.
They really are. Vince McMahon's like an American,
Well, because, like, Nintendo is already, because a lot of people have asked them straight up, like, you know, why is your online system so awful? Like, for example,
handhelds better.
Even the handhelds. True. What drives me crazy? They have had Microsoft and PlayStation have had digital content like figured out, for over a decade,
right?
Like, you tie it to your account.
Yeah,
they've had this figured out for a decade. Nintendo is still releasing shit. You have an account. You sign in with your account in the 3DS store. If you lose your 3DS. You're fucked. All the money you paid in all of your digital titles.
I think they have changed that now, though, haven't they? Like, at this point...
When you switch your system, it transfers over the data of what you've downloaded.
But I'm pretty sure that now you have to sign in with your Nintendo ID whenever you log in, and I think it is tied to the ID now.
From what I hear...
I don't know for sure, but...
From what I hear, you can tie it... Like, it is tied to your account. Nintendo knows you've purchased it. They know what you have purchased. but you can't re-download it. You have to actually, like, go to Nintendo, and they can activate something on your system, or they can activate the downloads on your system, and you can get them that way. But apparently that process is not easy, and Nintendo is very hesitant to actually do it.
Right.
You have to, like, you know, cuss, scream, and shout, and eventually they're like, all right, we'll unlock the fucking titles in your system.
Just like returning something to GameStop.
All right, we'll take
fine,
your system.
We'll return it. Now, if that little tidbit of information was incorrect, remember to send hate mail care of Jesse Kimball at Pen and Nerd Podcast. Not related to Podzilla 1985. Now, Jesse.
And sign it with Zach Price. have Zach Price sign it.
Fuck Zach Price. Yeah. Now, my personal favorite for Possible and the one I voted for, I just want to point this out, Bomberman.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I agree wholeheartedly.
Bomberman would be really, really cool.
Yeah, and I remember, I don't know if he started on Nintendo, but there was a Bomberman for Nintendo, the original game.
Bomberman on NES.
And then Bomberman on Super Nintendo, Bomberman. Yep. I mean, there's
Bomberman gets
Bomberman
around.
Yeah, well, not lately.
No.
The only Bomberman games I can remember of the past 10 years are that horrible 360 title.
That we don't talk about that.
The action 3D title.
Ready.
That horrible reimagining of the series.
Oh, that was
so
bad.
That was the thing that killed Bomberman.
Yeah, because the only Bomberman that came after that that I can remember was that awesome 360 downloadable one.
Yes.
That we played the shit out of.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much fun, yeah. And that was the last Bomberman game I can remember. But Bomberman as a character, I think he works. He has a great moveset. He's colorful. He's fun. And
he's a notable character. Like, everybody that sees Bomberman
knows Bomberman.
Yeah. Yeah.
He uses bombs.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at the cover of Bioshock 2. There's Bomberman. Who has Bomberman? Is it still Hudson?
You know, actually,
Hudson is actually dead.
There's no Hudson anymore?
Hudson
Jesse,
is gone.
Jesse, I want you to look that up. I'm curious.
I believe,
about that.
Like, they died some point after they made Mario Party 8. That's why it was a big deal Mario Party 9 came out.
Well, while Jesse is looking that up, I just want to take a second to think about all of those publishers that are gone now. That
THQ.
Oh, my God. THQ is gone. Origin Systems is gone, which really hurt me. Mythic, I think, is gone because they got swallowed up by EA. Man, there are
speaking of companies that didn't Maxis get swallowed up by
Maxis,
EA?
Yeah. Like, it's
gone. Yeah.
Man, that is just terrible.
And that
that's
was
a show
like
for a different time.
That was a big thing in my childhood too. Like Maxis, Sims, SimCity, like
THQ was important to me because honestly, I played a lot of licensed games.
Oh yeah, me too. They had Saints Row. They had the WWF games,
Darksiders series.
Man, just wow. Yeah, that's definitely a show in the future. And by the way, fuck EA. Because they took so many of my favorite companies.
Yeah,
anyway,
Hudson is now defunct. They have been absorbed into Konami, who now technically has
Bomberman. Well, shit. We can get Simon Belmont and Bomberman on the same ticket.
Oh, God, now I have to decide. Do I want Bomberman or do I want...
Just write in Simon Bombermont.
He throws whips and
bombs.
Yeah.
He'll throw the bomb in the air and then whip it to light it. Jesse, what do you got on the realm of possibility? Character that you think might make it? Or who you voted for?
The character I voted for was actually Impa from the Legend of Zelda series.
That's a definite possibility. Because, I mean, it's really...
I could see, especially since, like... I'm sorry to, like, step
on. No, you're
you,
fine. Go ahead.
But, Hyrule Warriors. I mean, there
she
you
was
go.
She's badass.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah.
She's also, you know, a critical part of the Legend of Zelda, like, series.
She's even been in the CDI games.
Yeah, because she was, like, she's one of the resurrected characters.
Yeah.
Like, the characters that appear in every, like, Zelda storyline.
I think she's the only other one, isn't she? Because there's basically Zelda, Link, Impa, and Ganon.
Yep, because Impa's supposed to be the protector. And then, yeah, you have Zelda, Ganon, and the hero.
I thought Zelda was the hero.
You Metroid.
You floating jelly brain. Oh shit, I just hit the table, my bad.
So for those of you that heard the really loud terrible sound there, you can blame Shannon Young.
That was actually Nintendo's profits dropping. You can literally hear it because of the amiibo scalping. Lindsay, what about you? Character that you think could make it?
I haven't really thought about it other than Spyro.
Well Spyro's not a bad choice.
No.
It's
like,
definitely
I'm just
had
to think of other stuff that I've played.
Skylanders
that's
does not count.
Well, let's say okay. Let's go to your realm of let's go to your love Pokemon. Uh-huh. If you could put any Pokemon in there, who would you want to see?
Fighting wise,
No, any. I mean, what do they have right there? Who's in there right now? It's Charizard.
Oh, there's so many.
I know. Charizard, Ninja, Jigglypuff,
Lucario.
Lucario.
Pichu. Mewtwo just got added.
Pikachu.
Pichu.
Mewtwo. Just Pichu. He was so adorable, though. I can't
believe
that.
I know, that's
that.
True.
But,
Oh, no. There's too many.
What about Spheal?
No. I mean, I like Vaporeon. He's just a little fat butterball.
We'll get your Skarmory.
Oh,
Zangoose.
No, Skarmory. Giant fighting metal chicken.
I'm going to be that weird guy.
I like my Breloom.
Gardevoir.
Gardevoir?
Well, that was a Sistros we in the last game, wasn't it? Oh, no,
it was a Pokeball.
Yeah. I'm like, actually, I take that back. Blaziken.
Blaziken could do it.
In terms of, like, fighting. No.
Hawlucha.
Yeah, Hawlucha would be good. Stephanie would be so happy.
Yeah, I'd definitely like Hawlucha over Blaziken. Because it's such a fucking Hawlucha. Cool character.
It is.
Which one is Hawlucha? I don't know
that
one.
That's the Mexican fighting bird.
Whoa! Yeah. Calm down.
It's the luchador bird.
Luchador.
Yeah, that's really what it looks like.
Okay, you say luchador without Mexican.
I couldn't think of the word for a moment.
I mean, a luchador is a Mexican wrestler.
Yeah, that's true.
Why are you making things racist?
I'm just, I don't know.
You and your white privilege.
Oh, there it is.
I could be really stupid, and somehow the Tetris blocks need to learn how to fight.
Well, I mean, you had like the whole like rumor of the fucking Rhythm Heaven characters.
That'd be really wacky. Like, at first, I wouldn't believe that, but then
Professor Duck Layton.
Actually, I'm surprised.
Yeah, he's a fencer.
Yeah, I'm surprised Professor Layton hasn't been in the game because he makes sense.
Emmy,
or Ace Attorney,
would be the better one. Phoenix Wright.
He's actually been in a fighting game, so yeah.
Yeah. What was he was in?
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
That's right.
Now, now one that a particular group of people have really been clamoring for, that I think could be kind of cool, but at the same time, I really don't want to happen. Crystal from the Star Fox series.
Are you talking about Joseph Goodman?
He is one that he would probably buy a Wii U in the game
so
he could play it, and then he would return it because he suddenly realized that he has to pay bills.
He couldn't afford diapers.
Yeah, he couldn't.
Oh, no. Is Crystal in the game? Is she naked? Because remember, this is the guy, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, you know.
Like me.
Yeah,
it's
well,
like we're getting to that furry kind of.
Yeah, that's Joseph Goodman.
Of ours.
Oh, okay.
We call him Stinky. Like, I frequently forget his name. I think there for a long time I was calling him John Goodman.
And I kept getting pissed at you. We don't talk about John Goodman like that.
Because I love John Goodman, and that's why I always thought it was really unfortunate that they had the same name. I didn't know, because we always just called him Stinky.
Yeah.
Like, and
Herbert,
he,
Stinky.
And he was in the system as Jay Goodman, so anyway. Yeah. These guys, like, they were among our top five least favorite customers when Shannon and I worked at GameStop.
Yeah.
Because basically.
And that's a long list of
customers. Oh, yeah, it really is. And the top five.
You know who you are. If you're listening to this, you know who you are.
Fuck you.
Eric.
Oh, my God. But yeah, he's also top five. Anyway, so him and his wife would come in, and, you know, he made it a point to tell us every single time he came in that he used to be a manager at a GameStop. Like, he had to. And we always knew when he was coming. We could smell him before he walked in the store.
A mile away.
Like, he smelled...
It smelled like a rendering plant.
Awful. Like, anything... Any BO that you think you have smelled before, it doesn't come close to Stinky Goodman.
He went that extra mile every day.
He really did. Like, he made sure to roll around in, like, cat piss and litter.
Cat piss.
And he had to do it while it was in the sun... Like in a hot box. Like that's what had to.
So
you remember?
You say Joseph Goodman's hot box of cat piss.
Do you know anything else that could create that ungodly smell?
No, it's unholy.
Really. Okay,
Simon
hold on.
Simon ought to put that in a bottle and throw it. You know?
It's holy water.
You remember the time him and his wife came in drenched in sweat?
I do. Because weren't they playing DDR?
They played one match of DDR. Because they were talking about...
How much sweat can one person generate just from playing DDR?
They came in, they were soaked. We thought it was raining outside. It was not. It was not raining. And then he made sure to bring up, like, he just came in, like, brushed the sweat off his brow and was like, whew, it's been a long time since we played DDR. We only played one song on Medium.
Now, was he wearing his cat eyes?
No, he wasn't doing the cat eyes at this point.
The anime shirt, that's the whole point of this fucking discussion.
Yeah, right. We'll go back around.
But I want to say the cat eyes, he wore them for Halloween and then continued to wear them for the next year straight.
Because he couldn't return them. Because that's the other thing about him. Like, every time they got a paycheck, he had a habit of going out, blowing an entire check or however he was getting his money, welfare, I don't know what was happening. Every time he would get money, he would come in and buy something, and then he would come back within a week to return it and get his full cash back.
Or try, at least.
Try, because he would buy new shit.
He was exactly the kind of customer GameStop wanted. He would spend a ton of money, and then he'd have to trade it in because they wouldn't return it, and then he'd buy it again later. He is just the cycle customer that goes around and around over and over
again. Except that he finally figured out that if he bought used, it was within the 7-day policy and he could just get cash back anyway. Until we started refusing it, and then he called corporate on us.
Well, it's because he used to be a manager. He knows the rules.
Oh, yeah, he knows the rules.
Now, the reason we bring him up, because I'm sure nobody out there knows who Joseph Goodman is, but I'm sure you have a good idea of it at this point.
Right.
Let's recap. Hotboxing Cat Piss. spends a lot of money and returns it. Generally sweaty, unattractive male. Now, Lindsay, the t-shirt thing, we mentioned this because he came in with a picture of Crystal from Star Fox.
His daughter, importantly, side note, is named after Crystal.
Named after Crystal. And he comes in with a shirt. Crystal's bent over with her vagina showing, and it says, like, I'd fuck me, or would you fuck me, or something like
something
that.
Something along those lines.
What the hell?
And it's in public.
And it's one of those, you like, clearly custom-made shirts. Like, he, you know, he got the iron-on shit, like, the, you remember those from, like, the early 2000s, late 90s?
Oh, I'm pretty sure the jacket he wore was bedazzled.
Oh, more than likely. But, yeah, so he, you know, it was very clearly an iron-on. He had another one. I don't think Crystal was the character, but it was another furry. That just had, like, just completely topless. And, it just said, stop staring at my boobs.
Oh, I think boobs is too nice. It probably said tits.
No, it was boobs. It was boobs.
Okay.
It was boobs.
You know, I think I recall that one, actually. It's
yeah.
Ridiculous.
And we're gonna get back to the Smash Brothers, but I just wanna point out my other favorite shirt that I ever saw in GameStop. Was the you know where I'm going with this? Don't
I know exactly where you're going.
Well,
like,
Kevin's
was
listening
it, was
to this.
It one of the Stephen Berry shirts?
No, it was the WB logo.
What you see the police?
WB logo.
It was the WB logo, and it said, "If you see the police, warn a brother."
Okay, that's pretty funny.
That was my favorite shirt ever. Oh my God! What were we talking about?
We were talking about adding Crystal in.
There we go.
Adding Crystal from Star
full circle,
Fox,
baby, full circle.
Because that one is like it's one of the ones that I could see being a possibility because she's you know she exists in Star Fox Adventures, so she had a move set that wasn't standing inside a ship.
Yeah, because nobody stood inside a ship in that game.
No,
it was Star. It was Zelda for furries.
Oh God! No, like
if we ever start appealing to that demographic,
let's just get Bucky O'Hare.
Yes, I'd be up for that.
There's another reference that 12 people will get.
Captain Bucky,
and we only have
15
12. People that listen. Yeah, to the show, so,
that's actually a really good percentage.
Woohoo!
But there's only one Star Fox character in the game now, right? It's just Fox. And
no,
Falco.
It's Fox and Falco.
I always forget Falco.
They cut Wolf.
Yeah, they did cut Wolf. They
didn't you put Slippy Toad in there.
Oh God!
God damn it! What is Slippy Toad gonna do? Fox, help!
Every time he gets hit, Fox, help me!
His smash is Fox coming in to save him. His
right,
smash.
Like that, yeah. Like every time he smashes, it's actually just Fox, like
you get
jumping in.
You get to play as Fox for like 30 seconds
in an air wing, R-wing.
Yeah.
What are they called?
R-wing.
Is it R-wing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought R-wing. Isn't that isn't that a Star Wars ship?
No.
Isn't it air wing?
No, it's an R-wing.
No, it's R-wing.
Okay, I'm going to take your word on it, because I don't know much about Star Fox.
I mean,
okay.
There might be a Star Wars ship called the R-Wing.
You know, there was a game that was a lot like Star Fox that came out that I bought because when I was young and I was stupid, and somebody at Walmart told me, if you like Star Fox, you'll like this game. It's called Vortex.
Oh,
for
God.
Super Nintendo. And it wasn't Star Fox.
I got the same recommendation.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
For Vortex
oh at a video rental store. Because as I've told you before, I lived literally next door to a video rental place, so I didn't actually own many games when I was younger. Most of them we rented because we were dirt fucking poor.
Hey, have you heard my last few podcasts? Barbecue sandwiches, baby. Go ahead.
I wanted to mention that to you. I also had barbecue sandwiches when I was little. Barbecue sandwiches are the shit. I don't care what you say. And if you're, you know, on a good day, there's also cheese. Barbecue and cheese. I still eat barbecue and cheese sandwiches.
You know what we call
I was
that?
Just the peanut butter and cracker person.
What's
white
that?
Privilege. And no, you were the peanut butter and hot dog person.
Shut up.
Let's not start that conversation.
What?
Again. We're actually at about 45 minutes. I think that's a pretty good air to go. My God, this show has just blown by.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah,
we've really kind of, at some point, we kind of got off topic and it went to a weird place.
It went to a great place.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
The fans of Podzilla 1985 need to hear about.
That's
indeed.
What we go for.
The hard hitting news.
Stories that take us nowhere and slowly bring us back.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, if you get nothing else from our story, don't be the customer that we make fun of for smelling bad, because we'll do it. We probably have.
I did it today at my job, too.
Ooh, don't say where you work.
I'm not.
Okay. Trust me, I've learned from my own personal mistakes that when you don't want to say where you work, whenever it could possibly get you in trouble. That's why we never said where John worked when he was on the show, because of the things he said. You know, you never know who's listening. Obama's out there, yeah, but only for another year.
Well, I mean, to be fair, there's not like a manager at another store that's actively trying to get everyone fired.
Oh, not now.
Right, because
Jeremy
gone.
Hart, fuck you. I'll throw that out there. You can rick my dick.
This is so different from Pentanerd. Holy crap.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that better or worse?
We're a
no, don't
like,
say that. Don't say
unchained.
That. Because Jesse and I have talked about this. Because as you all know, Jesse is the host of Pentanerd. I am the host of Podzilla. We have very different shows, both entertaining in their own right. And they cater to two different audiences, I think.
They're just
two different kinds of shows.
They're two different kinds of shows. We've said Jesse is more of news. I'm more talk radio. What's sad is that I wanted to be news, which is why the White Privilege show yesterday was so important to me.
Hey, look,
hopefully we'll do some more of those.
You're always welcome on Pentanerd. You can talk about the news all you want there.
You going to boot CJ if he talks about Jubilee one more time?
You know what? I will. If he talks about CJ, if CJ talks about...
if Jubilee talks about CJ one more time.
If that little Asian bitch runs her mouth about CJ one more time.
We were so
CJ,
close to making...
I do love you if you're listening to this. I doubt you will have made it to this point.
No.
But if you have...
He's conked out watching True Detective at this point.
I want to watch Daredevil.
Possibly.
All right, we're going to wrap this up so we can go home and watch Daredevil. And if you haven't done that, my God, what's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
It's the best. I think it's the best Marvel adaptation I've seen, even more so than X-Men. I mean, it's unfair, though, because they have a TV show versus a movie. That's another show we're going to do in the future. We're going to cover Marvel. Actually, Zach Price said, or maybe it was Tanner. Tanner said, hey, are we going to do a show on Avengers before it comes out? And I said, no, we can't do that, because when I was on Pen and Nerd last time, they're going to do a show about that. We don't want to look like Johnny Come Latelys, you know? but we're going to wrap up the Smash Brothers show here. I don't even know what you can take away from this episode. We actually did talk about some things with Smash Brothers. Good for us.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Stayed on topic.
And we talked about characters that we want to see in the...
Yeah. I'd say top five from the gathered audience here. I want to say Bomberman.
Simon Belmont.
Poke whatever. Simon Belmont.
No, we don't need another Pokemon.
No, we don't. I love them, but we don't need another one.
Impa. Or at least another Zelda character.
I would like to see Impa.
And let me throw out the most random one. I would like, and I've said this and I stand by it, Goomba from Mario Brothers. His only attack is a forward walk. But if he hits you,
you die.
It's insane. It's like, what was the Pokemon that was in the old game? It was the little tree guy, the bonsai tree.
Bonsley.
Where he was slow, but if you grabbed him and threw him at you, it was like insane damage and you go flying off the edge. Well, I think Goomba would be the same. And his smash attack would be to summon one of the giant Goombas. And then they'd also walk slowly towards you.
Not a Murloc.
But then you step on him and he immediately dies? Like, is that how that's going to work out?
Yeah,
or?
Their stock runs with him.
So they're like Prinnies.
So they get like triple the stock of everybody else.
Yeah.
They can't jump.
Dude, come on. That is actually a good idea. Goombas start with 99 stock, no matter what the stock is set to. Because they die so quickly.
All you have to do is step on them.
Yeah, literally. And I think that's a great idea. And that's a good way to go out. I do want to say tomorrow, Ethan, you're covering the store because I have exciting news. I will be back in the studio with Hunter Hendricks. He's coming back for a show. You know, we're going to record that. That won't be posted until Saturday. But you can wait for it. Everybody wants Hunter Hendricks. Oh, my God. Hunter Hendricks. When's Hunter going to be back on? When's Double H going to be back on? Fuck you, Lonnie. If you don't like this show the way I do it.
Hunter Hendricks. Hey.
That's not an insult. I'm just saying.
I mean, in fairness, like Hunter is a significantly better radio personality than either of us.
Oh, yeah. If I could get him to just host this show constantly, definitely. But he will be. We'll be over there tomorrow recording. That'll be Saturday. Tomorrow is Tanner Thursdays. We're going to be talking about conspiracy theories. I got to record two shows in one day. I'm going to be tired. I usually am. I don't know why I do so many. I want to thank you
guys.
I'll
buy you energy drinks.
Lots of them. Full throttle.
I'll buy you as much Pepsi as you need.
Ooh.
You want to retract that right now.
I'm saying I'm gonna be fat.
Okay.
So we'll do that. Jesse, thank you again for appearing, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Ethan, I'm glad you could come on the show for the first time, and I thought it went very well, and I would like you to come back on the show again.
I would love to be back.
I appreciate that. Lindsay, as always, it's always a good time when you're here.
Have a good one, guys.
What a contribution. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you on the next show.
Late night brakes lock, hear the tires squeal. Red light can't stop, so I spin the wheel. my world goes back before I feel an angel lift me up and I open bloodshot eyes into fluorescent white. Flip the siren, hit the lights, close the doors and I am gone. Steal me from the beating jaws of death and chance and pull me.